5910.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final third hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Friday, February 6, 2024, 26th edition, 2024. Man, I was just reading an article about the 2024 election during the break. 2026, yes, here it is. And this Sunday, just 2 days from now, Sunday evening, is going to be the Super Bowl. Republican gubernatorial candidate Perry Johnson spending $3 million in advertising to buy commercials during the Super Bowl. One of them, and I'm really surprised that NBC, who is carrying the Super Bowl this year, Super Bowl 60, is going to even run this commercial. But at some point, maybe right before the halftime, Perry Johnson's paid for a commercial that says, turn the channel. Yes. Turning Point All-American Halftime Show. Instead of watching the NFL's official Bad Bunny halftime show. Are you kidding me? That rapper is far left, crazy, socialist, progressive, communist. Ice out during the Grammys. I mean, give me a break. Well, this other show at halftime is going to feature Kid Rock, Brantley Gilbert, Lee Bryce, and Gabby Barrett. And it'll be streamed on Turning Point USA's social media channels. I believe they have a YouTube channel. They also have Facebook, Instagram, other locations for you to check it out. Johnson said, quote, what in the world happened to the NFL? I urge everyone in Michigan to change the channel and watch the patriotism, unity, freedom, and all-American values that the NFL should be supporting. Johnson is using this weekend to uncork a new ad titled 4747, in which the quality expert talks about his desire to eliminate Michigan's income tax and returned $4,747 to the average working family by eliminating state income tax altogether. Johnson's plan is to pay for the tax cut is very simple. Cut 2 cents off of every discretionary dollar spent by Lansing by eliminating waste and incompetence in our state government. It's that simple. Cut and dry, folks. That's all there is. 2 cents off of every dollar out of the budget would very simply pay for eliminating state income tax here in Michigan altogether. So again, as you're watching the Super Bowl this Sunday, check out the Perry Johnson's commercials and switch at halftime. Literally turn your channel off. Do not continue to watch NBC. Go to Turning Point USA social media channels, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and watch their halftime show. And when it's done, they'll send you back to the game. It's going to be on NBC. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this Friday. Got a couple of text messages. Rod says, I won't be watching any of the far-left propaganda. I couldn't even tell you who's playing. I said, actually, it should be a really good game, the New England Patriots versus the Seattle Seahawks. He said, they lost me years ago when they disrespect our country by taking a knee during the national anthem. Totally get it. Totally understand. But I got to tell you, I love football. I played it. Actually, I was really good at it in high school until I blew out my knee my senior year. But it's a great game. I love the strategies, the play calling, the right offensive play scores when the defense calls the wrong defense against it. And it's a thing of beauty to see all the pieces moving, all of the movement that's going on, the blocking assignments, just because I played the game, I love it. And actually, I love the commercials during the Super Bowl. So, and I'm looking forward to seeing Perry Johnson's commercials. Man has agreed to spend, plans on spending $9 million up until our endorsement convention on Saturday, March 28th, down in Novi. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see these ads, these commercials, and to see how people respond to it, see how the polling goes in response to it, and then watch the politicos in Lansing deal with his campaign, his money, his basically saying, I'm going to fund this thing myself, and I'm going to spend a ton of money to get the nomination come August the 4th. So pretty interesting. One of the things I think we're looking at here is the process on how this endorsement convention is going to play out, because the two races that are the most hotly contested is going to be Secretary of State and Attorney General. And for those of you precinct delegates that will be going down to Novi, you've got to know who these candidates are. You need to know what their positions are. So it's very, very critically important that you understand exactly what they stand for, what they plan to do, and also a little bit of calculation, who would be the best candidate for us in the November general election. We know it's already a foregone conclusion that Garland Gilchrist, the lieutenant governor who was running for governor and dropped out, is going to be the obvious endorsed candidate from the Democrats' endorsement convention on April the 19th. Also, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald is going to be the endorsed candidate for the Democrats April 19th for Attorney General. So who would be the best candidate to run against these folks? Now, personally, I think Kevin Kievsky is going to be the endorsed candidate. That's who I'm supporting at the endorsement convention. And I look forward to him taking on Karen McDonald because of her far left leanings and the things that she would do, basically being a repeat of another 8 years of Dana Nessel. That's how they politically line up with each other. And that's exactly what I think Karen McDonald would end up doing. She would be another Dana Nessel. And I don't think we need, as an attorney general running this state as the top law enforcement officer, I don't think we need someone that is going to sue Donald Trump. I don't think we need somebody that is going to be fighting the tunnel project for Line 5. I don't think we need somebody who wastes a lot of our resources joining other attorney generals across the country in these lawsuits. So the bottom line for me is I want a rule of law constitutional attorney general candidate to go up against her. And I think when the ads are ran, in the end, I think the people of the state of Michigan would absolutely, absolutely support Kevin. So we'll continue to process this race. We'll continue to analyze. We'll continue to vet these people and see basically who would be the best candidate in the end. Because one of the things that I know we're going to be looking at is this is without a doubt something that we have to absolutely address. Now, one of the things that I think is the fact that the process going forward is going to be basically something where if we're engaged, if, again, we ask the right questions, we should have the answers. Now, one thing Kevin Kievsky announced on his page on Twitter X is that there has been a massive milestone reached here in the state of Michigan. Great news, Michigan. We've reached a massive milestone. Enough signatures were collected to advance the U.S. citizens only voting constitutional amendment to make it onto the 2026 ballot. Kevin Kievsky said, I was proud to speak at the press conference in Oakland County last summer when the Americans for Citizen Voting effort kicked off. This common sense measure guarantees that only U.S. citizens can vote here in Michigan's elections. It requires proof of citizenship with photo ID, includes straightforward reforms that will restore confidence in our election system and protect the integrity of every legal vote. From day one, as a Republican candidate for Attorney General, I have backed this initiative. As Michigan's next Attorney General, I'll fight to secure our elections and defend this amendment to victory. Huge thanks to every volunteer and signer who made this happen. Let's finish the job and vote yes on citizens only voting this coming November. Because one thing you have to understand, the safeguards that are put into this constitutional amendment will absolutely, absolutely be in a situation to have better election integrity. Monica Yutuma, candidate for Secretary of State, basically mirrors what Kevin Kievsky said. The petition drive for the U.S. citizens only voting constitutional amendment has now collected more than enough signatures to qualify to be on the November 2026 ballot. This is a huge win for protecting the right to vote for legal voters. This common sense reforms would include require proof of U.S. citizenship in order to register to vote, mandate that a valid photo ID to have your ballot counted. It would direct the Secretary of State to remove non-citizens from the voter rolls when citizenship cannot be verified. These straightforward, practical steps protect the value of every legitimate vote and help restore confidence in our Michigan elections. Monica says, I've backed this initiative from day one. While traveling Michigan, sharing the message and helping collect signatures because Michiganders deserve secure and trustworthy elections. We're finishing strong and giving voters the chance to uphold the election integrity this November 6th. Interesting poll she also puts as an add-on post. According to a new CNN poll, makes this crystal clear. 83% of Americans, including 71% of Democrats, support requiring photo ID to vote. It's the highest approval rating ever recorded. This again proves what voters already know. Election integrity isn't partisan. It's common sense. Yet many Democrat leaders still fight basic safeguards like strict voter ID and the SAVE Act, S-A-V-E, even while their own voters support them. As Michigan's next Secretary of State, I will secure our elections, enforce strict voter ID, ensure accurate voter rolls, and protect every legal ballot. No excuses, no political games. It's time to restore trust and protect our constitutional republic and bring back secure elections in Michigan starting in 2026. Now, this all leads to a very interesting dynamic. With Garland Gilchrist dropping out of the race for governor, basically leaving Jocelyn Benson as the only viable candidate running on the Democrat ticket, because of her endorsements, because of the amount of money she's raised, she's going to be the nominee. She's running for governor. But while running for governor this year, she's also the Secretary of State. Folks, do you remember the 2022 election out in Arizona? Republican, former news reporter, very pretty woman, Donald Trump endorsed Carrie Lake. Remember her? She was running for governor out in Arizona against Katie Hobbs, the Democrat Secretary of State, who was in charge of running their elections in Arizona. Well, she too was running for governor that year, just like Jocelyn Benson is this year. And what happened? All kinds of funny business happening in Maricopa County and other strong Donald Trump, strong Republican red counties in Arizona. Voter irregularities, machines were not working properly. They were shut down for a few hours. In the end, the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, won the election to be the next governor of Arizona. Question: is that what happened in Arizona potentially able to happen here in Michigan this November? How can Jocelyn Benson, the current Secretary of State, be in charge and overseeing our election results when she's a candidate on the ballot to be governor? How come the Republican Party has not already filed a lawsuit forcing her to recuse herself from any and all activities as Secretary of State during this election? How did that not happen? Well, if anybody's listening out there, Jim Runstead, perhaps Laura Trump, whoever, you guys need to look into this, because this has got Arizona 2022 written all over it. Just my opinion. And how is it that we could even begin to protect ourselves and our vote from Jocelyn Benson? Something to think about. Both Kevin Kievsky and Monica